You are now invited to step through the doorway of time to explore a piece of the puzzle to life's hidden mysteries. What ancient secrets lie just beneath the surface of these eternal questions? Who am I? What is my karma? And why, oh why, is my life like this? Money, sex, power. What's your karma?
You're listening to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? The psychic show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-hosts MG, Babble, and Promo Pete. Good morning, West Coast, and good afternoon, East Coast. And hello out there to all you good karma lovers. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with MG, spiritual insights with Babble, and Promo Pete announcing the latest events, products, and other things that we have to offer for anyone interested in maintaining good karma. I'll also be taking calls from anyone listening out there who like their karma read to receive a free good karma reading. The number to call is 1-877-876-5227, and the other number is 1-877-876-5185. Once again, that's 1-877-876-5227, 1-877-876-5185 if you'd like to get your free good karma reading. Before we get started, at the start of every show, I try to explain the definition of karma, because everyone has their own version of what they think karma really means. Of course, I know that there are people out there who would be thinking to themselves, I know what karma means. But in actual fact, contrary to popular opinion, it isn't the aura, it isn't general energy around you, and it isn't fate. The true definition of karma is as follows. The force generated by a person's actions, thoughts, words, and deeds, which perpetuates reincarnation and determines the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. I'll read that again. The true definition of karma is as follows. The force generated by a person's actions, thoughts, words, and deeds, which perpetuates reincarnation and determines the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. Now, it's important to remember this when you get your karma reading later on in the show, so we can try to figure out how the information you receive affects you in your life now and what you need to do to move on and fix it. As I take the readings later on in the show, hopefully there'll be a lot of people calling in, because I know a lot of people are listening to this show based on the feedback we're receiving. We will also go into the concepts of Dharma, which I'll talk about later on. The purpose of this show, Money, Sex, and Power, is to make you think, question, and perhaps believe that what goes around really does come around in this life or the next, or the next or the one after that, and so forth. And that by being more aware of this, you can make a difference to your life and self. Karma in itself can be very esoteric and a difficult subject to tackle, but we try to make it humorous so that people understand and remember to look on the bright side and know that as much as you created the situation, you do have the power to change it. The key is being able to transform the negative into the positive. So let's move on now and get some good karma stories with MG. MG, are you there?
Yes, Lilith. Hello. How are you?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, 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 everyone.
So what do you have for us today, MG?
I have tons of stories, actually, so I'll have to make them short but sweet.
Okay.
Some green news, some charity news, blah, blah, blah. So we'll start off with some green news coming out of Great Falls, Montana. The first turbines at a wind farm in north-central Montana are online, supplying power to customers in California. The 500 million Glacier wind farm is being developed by Spain-based Naturnor. The first phase of 71 towers will be producing 106.5 megawatts of power within 2 weeks. So to let you know, 1 megawatt is enough to power 250 to 300 homes. So that's an amazing alternative energy.
It is.
And from Olympia, Washington, a wastewater treatment center is converting the methane gas into energy. And they will use it to heat up the new administration education buildings in the years ahead. This will generate $190,000 worth of savings. And the output from this methane gas is 2.36 million kilowatts per hour, enough power to average out 250 average-sized homes, and also it will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, this including 1,800 metric tons of carbon dioxide and more than 1,600 pounds of sulfur dioxide, equivalent of taking about 300 cars off the road. So,
wow, that's amazing.
That's it for the green news. Going into social news, this was interesting because I found tons of news this week. It was really exciting, gave me kind of a high. Tucson, Arizona, the city's largest school district has launched a $500,000 effort to recruit minority teachers, hoping to diversify staff and help minority students see themselves as part of the education system. Experts says that the feeling of belonging translates into long-term success for the students. Out of Southbury, Connecticut, the town of Southbury is considering becoming one of about 25 municipalities in the state that extends health insurance to employees' domestic partners. That will include same-sex partners or an opposite-sex partner to whom the employee is not married if the couple's proved long-time emotional, financial, and legal commitments. So I thought that was nice that they also included gay couples
in this.
And then in New Orleans, Louisiana, the first homes in Brad Pitt's Make It Right rebuilding project in the city lower ninth ward are complete. The program calls for 150 homes to be built where levees broke after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, releasing floodwaters that push homes off their foundation. So six of the houses are finished or nearing completion. Officials said construction will soon begin on the next phase. So for more info or to donate, visit makeitrightnola.org. So six people will be moving out of their FEMA trailers. Into a nice home, finally.
Oh, okay, great.
And then from Charlotte, North Carolina, Emmanuel Manny Ohone, founder of the locally based Samaritan Feet charity, said he is walking barefoot from Charlotte, North Carolina to Atlanta, a 224-mile walk, in hopes to raise money to give 300,000 pairs of shoes to needy children worldwide. He said children living in poverty must walk barefoot every day. So hopefully he'll be able to raise enough money to reach his goal.
Oh, wow.
In Martinsburg, West Virginia, George Van Wagner, owner and operator of West Virginia Wooden Toys that creates handcrafted wooden toys, aims to play Santa by giving away 1,000 examples of his work. The company creates wooden trucks, trains, cars, planes, boats, and even pool toys. In the past, he has donated toys to ill and homebound children, orphans, and charities. So he's donating 1,000 toys for Christmas to needy children this year. And in St. Paul, Minnesota, Mercedes Gordon, survivor of the Minneapolis bridge collapse, will enjoy a free wedding thanks to the efforts of a pair of former wedding planners. More than a dozen vendors have contributed goods and services worth about $60,000 towards her wedding this Saturday. Apparently, this woman who survived the bridge collapse had undergone 8 surgeries in the past year to repair her shattered legs. So everyone pulled together to give her a nice gift for Saturday for her wedding. And that's about it for the
good
karma.
Great stories. Wow,
thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah. Why do you think there were so many more stories?
I just show that people, you know, are good at heart, and even though and I think I've actually found more news on green news and stuff. And I think sometimes when people are faced with adversity, like, you know, having an energy crisis and stuff, they'll try to find ways to, alternatives. And also, I think people are just becoming more aware that, you know, being good and good Samaritan things are, you know, it's the way to go to live your life.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, this is unusual that there's that many stories. And I think people are realizing that, you know, things do have to change for the better, and everybody's, you know, input counts on some level as well.
I know. I mean, you know, there's complete strangers help to pay for a woman's wedding this Saturday. You know, I thought that was a really nice story because it's just a complete stranger. And they're like, you know, we want her to have a nice wedding, and she's gone through a lot this year, and, you know, so.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful stories, MG. Good job. Wonderful. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, so don't go away. Stay there, because I'm sure we'll need your input later on. So all these stories that MG comes up with every week, it does show how people out there try to do their best, whether consciously or unconsciously, to make a difference, to help themselves or help other people. And this does create a ripple effect, and in the end, it creates good karma. So it'll also teach every one of us that life doesn't have to be so miserable and difficult. And even though you may be going through a difficult time, it doesn't mean you can't help somebody else who's less fortunate than yourself. And there's always enough of that in the world. So it's important to remember, you know, what you give out, you do receive back in return in some way, shape, and form. And to reach out and help another person is one of the most wonderful things you could ever do in terms of being selfless, in terms of learning how to create good karma for yourself. Once again, if you'd like a karma reading, please call into these numbers, 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. Once again, for those of you listening out there, 1-877-876-5227 or 1-877-876-5185. Now, a lot of the time, or at least since we've been doing this show, we found that, you know, people later on will either email and say that, you know, they tried to call into the show, they couldn't get on because the lines were busy, or that sometimes they wanted to call in but they were too scared for whatever reason. And for those of you listening out there, there's nothing to be afraid of, because to understand one's karma, or at least what's going on in one's life at this point in time and how it affects you, is important. So it gives you information that you can use to move forward in a more positive way, whether it's in the area of money, sex, or power. I've also been asked questions about why is it money, sex, power, what's your karma? The reason it's money, sex, power, because they're the three main drives of the human race, the strive for money, the strive for sex, and the strive for power. And underneath those there are subheadings such as health, but the main three drives are money, sex, and power. But everybody, in some way, shape, or form, strives for in their lives. You just have to pick up the newspaper or listen to the news, and surely you're going to hear a story about one of those three things, or all three, every single day. So that's why it's money, sex, power, what's your karma, for those of you who have asked me that question. So before we move on to Babel, we're going to have a short commercial break, and we will be back very, very shortly.
Money, sex, power, what's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?
Back to Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? The psychic show that talks to the living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-host MG, Babel, and Promo Pete. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We bring you good karma stories with MG, spiritual insights with Babel, and Promo Pete will be on the show later, announcing the latest events and products that we all offer here to everyone interested in maintaining good karma. We've just been listening to MG with her wonderful good karma stories that she brings us every week. They're amazing, but it's unbelievable. She actually goes out and finds these stories, because with the news being what it is, being so dire, especially with the economic situation, it's interesting to know that she can find stories of good karma where there are wonderful things happening out there where people are reaching out to help others less fortunate than themselves. So now we're going to talk to Babel about his insights. He's been doing all these wonderful insights every week, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And I think today, actually I'm not sure, but I think he's still talking about the mind. I could be wrong, or the physical. No, I think it's your physical body. Correct me if I'm wrong, Babel, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lilith.
Good morning.
Listen, this week's segment, exactly, I'm going to talk about the body, and then including the diet. Last week I talked about how to choose a physical fitness program that's right for you, but just as equally important as the outside of the body is what goes on in the inside of the body and how it functions internally. Number one, Okay, we'll do this way. Make sure that you seek good medical advice and a proper nutritionist before starting any diet. This includes testing for food allergies, because some diets don't do that, and you know, this is a very important thing so that you aren't allergic to certain foods that are being put into the system. The food is meant to nourish your body, and if there's no allergy, it can deplete your body and also cause serious problems in terms of weakening the immune system and maybe having a bad allergic reaction, which can hospitalize people. You can get all kinds of blood tests that reveal body's chemistry and allergies, so make sure that this is an important thing. And the best way to know this, if you feel even a little depleted after eating something, this might be an indication that you need to go get your tested for allergies. Number three, what's good for one person may not be good for another. This is why diets don't work for everyone. You know, what's good for me may not be good for you. Number four, supplements. I got a note about this. It says, make sure you know what vitamins you're putting into your system to help you. There's always a possibility that it cannot help. And this is the part about going to a doctor or a proper nutritionist to make sure if you are putting supplements into the body that you're well aware of what it's doing to your body's chemistry. Okay, and it's very advisable not just to run to the shelf and go take fish oils, for example, because there's so many different kinds with different ratios, and it's always good to know what you're doing there. Number five, what goes on in the inside and the internal organs, as I mentioned before, is as important, if not more, than the physical fitness program that I mentioned last week. What goes on in the inside will definitely be reflected on the outside in terms of your skin, your eye clarity, and just your moods and your mindset, being able to focus. And number six, here we come winding it down here. Be careful of cleanses, colonics, and herbal remedies. Herbs are drugs. Most medicines come from plant derivatives. So be careful of, just because you go to, say, an alternative, acupuncture and they prescribe herbs to you. Be careful. Not all herbs are good for you because they are drugs. And another part of this is cleanses. Cleanses can upset your balance, although they can be very good also. So make sure you know if you're going to go through a cleanse program that you're also allowing for proper nutrition. You know, you don't want to deplete your system if you're going to cleanse the body out. And I also get a lot of questions asked to me about colonics. And colonics might be good every once in a while if necessary, but if done too much, what it does is it creates an imbalance in your electrolyte system if done too often. And this can lead to heart arrhythms and complications in your electrolyte system. And the best thing to do for that is, and this is for everyone, is drink hot water daily. Instead of putting coffee or tea or anything, some of the best way to cleanse the system is to drink hot water. And food should be fun. You know, often the times I talk about the diet and people are like, oh, I can't eat this or I can't eat that. There are plenty of varieties of foods and combinations that your body will enjoy and you can enjoy making and discover. So, you know, be creative in that venture and learn how many different food groups and things that are available to you. And finally, a blend of the alternative medicines and Western medicines and a preventative model of health should keep you fit for life. And I wish everyone good luck.
Oh, that's wonderful, Babel. That's very, very interesting. Have you gathered this information, you know, over time from, you know, people you've had to, you know, work with in terms of clients, et cetera?
Yeah, I'm a physical fitness trainer, yoga teacher, Pilates teacher, and weight trainer. I get a lot of requests about the diet, and what I do is I do refer them to a nutritionist. I find that me combining the two, you know, I can't be all things to all people, so it's hard enough for me to get them to work out, let alone monitor their food intake. So I'd rather delegate that responsibility to somebody else and just keep them focused on the workouts. Through my own discovery and friends and people close to me and also having a relative who has been on a fat-free diet because of an illness she has, it's you know, I was led into the discovery of many different programs and, you know, that help and also have hurt people. And so this is an experimental thing as you go through this. And that's why I said in the beginning, Lilith, make sure that you go see a doctor or a proper nutritionist or a biochemist who can read your blood that knows which foods turn into what chemistry or a naturopath or one of these kind of people that can really understand your biochemical makeup so that you're not hurting your system and that you can more or less do it naturally rather than taking drugs.
Exactly. That's very, very important. That's just, I mean, I've come across people also whose physical bodies are very sensitive, and, you know, just because you eat healthy doesn't mean to say that that food is healthy for you. So I totally understand and agree with what you're saying, that people really have to be more aware of what it is they put into their physical body and the reaction that comes from what they put into their physical body and to take note of it.
You know, I'm going to give props to Bill Marshall on the HBO, and he said it the best on one of his shows. He said, look, America has a disease model for health, and what we should be reverting to is a preventative model of health. And he talked about how food is the problem in our country and that you go to see a doctor when you're 80% in a deficit. And then you take some drug and you're supposed to, like, push you up to 100%. How about going for the preventative model of health and eating right and doing the diet and exercising so that you never get to the 80% in order to see the doctor? And so when most people see the doctor, our system, the way we have it, is backwards. We have a disease model for health. We don't have a preventative model for health. And I think this is a very important thing of taking personal responsibility for your well-being.
Yeah, no, I think that's wonderful. What do you have for us next week, Babel?
Well, we're going to still talk about the body. I think it's important. And we're going to talk about the mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, thank you so much, Babel. We look forward to following this through next week. We have a caller coming through who's going to have a comma reading. Hello?
Hi.
Hi,
I'm calling. I just actually got Dr. Horowitz's number off his website, and I'm calling because I have a health issue, fibromyalgia, and I'm kind of spur of the moment. Didn't even know I was going to get on the radio, so I'm hoping maybe you can give me some information.
Oh, really? Where are you calling from?
California.
Okay, so what was your name again?
My name is Susan.
Okay, Susan. The it's interesting because the karma and the lifetime I'm seeing has to do primarily with money, but it does lead into health. There's a lifetime around the time frame of the Renaissance in Italy. You were born into wealth, well, to have money in that particular lifetime because you'd earned that right from previous existences. The only thing is that in that lifetime you were supposed to share what you had with other people and in terms of your wealth, not only financially but your prosperity, food, etc. But you were in a male form and unfortunately you became very meager with the money that you had to share with other people and very intolerant of them. You charged them exorbitant fees for the money that they were borrowing. Now, because of that, you created money karma and also karma in the area of health because in terms of food, a lot of these people, you know, didn't have food to eat and you should have really shared the abundance of everything you had and prosperity. So, first of all, you have to So in order to get through this, and there's a time frame of the next 2 years that's very crucial for you to work through this karma, because it's been there for quite some time. You have to find a way to be of service and selfless to others who are less fortunate than you, not necessarily in terms of giving money, but helping them in some way, shape, or form to be of absolute service, where they are prospering from what you have to offer, because you do, as a person, have a wealth of knowledge to offer, even not necessarily if it's financial. And so for the next 2 years, once you work through this karma, that will be done. But you have to really be selfless. That's what you incarnated to do in this lifetime. So the reason your health has been affected is because part of the prosperity you had was the abundance of food. You were overweight in that lifetime, and you had an abundance of prosperity of everything. So it's important in this lifetime that you find a way to be selfless and serving to others who can benefit from what you have to offer, your own personal resources. And it doesn't matter what way it is, as long as you're helping them to prosper in mind, body, spirit, and soul in some way, shape, and form, so you can eliminate that karma. And from doing that, you'll work through that karma as a whole and gain more prosperity yourself financially, and also will help you with your physical body to gain greater insight, because in your journey in helping other people, you'll learn what you need to do to help yourself as well. Hello?
Okay.
Can you understand that?
Well, I definitely hear what you're saying. Honestly, when I called in, I didn't realize I was going to be on this type of format.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know what the radio program was about today. So I was kind of a shock.
No, there are no accidents. That's very funny, actually.
So that's a lot to process all at once. So very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I don't believe I'm a big proponent in past lives. I believe it was appointed once for man to die. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. That was interesting. That was a very, very interesting, because I think that somehow, inadvertently, she ended up on our show, even though that wasn't what she was looking for, and that she wasn't necessarily a believer in this particular concept. But that's okay, because the information, you know, will make her think on some level, and hopefully she'll find a way to apply the information in her life to help heal herself and other aspects of her life. Because I know that for someone who doesn't believe in this in any way, shape, or form, can be extremely confronting. But I commend her for not hanging up the phone, at least listening. So I think on some level, a healing of some sort will take place, so that she can apply this information into her life to help her overcome these debilitating, you know, imbalances in, you know, mental, emotional, physical, in some way. So before we move on to Promo Pete, we will, let's see, we don't have another commercial break, and I don't think we have another reader coming for a reader just yet, but we'll continue anyway. All of us at Astrobabble hope to make these shows empowering and healing some way. And as you heard earlier just now, there was someone that called in that didn't necessarily want to have a karmic reading but found her way here. And as I said before, karma can be a very difficult topic to deal with, but it gives one insight whether or not it was necessarily what she was looking for. But I know from her response that it made her think, and she said it was a lot of information to process, but some way, somehow, it will help her to apply this to her life and heal herself on some level. And that's the most important thing to realize, that is empowering and healing. This is the purpose and point of why we're doing this show, to realize that, you know, everything in your life doesn't have to be debilitating and painful if you know what the source of it is, and that each and every one of us are responsible for our lives. We have to take responsibility for our lives and the way it is and the way it isn't, I should say, so that we can find a way to get the information, to find a tool to apply it in a more positive direction, and open the door to transformation, to turn the negative into the positive. And then once that's done, then the new things can happen, more positive things can happen. We can move on to a more positive way of life and thinking. So we do have another caller calling in. We're on the roll today. So, hello?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Christian.
Christian, you calling in for your karma reading?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, because the last caller, she stumbled onto us by mistake. Okay. The light that I'm seeing for you is that of a Greek scholar. You were ahead of your time, and this was after Plato. In that particular lifetime, your perception of life and the truth of life was way beyond most people. But because you had such a broad perspective and insight of the truths of life and the mysteries of life, you were to some degree thought of as a little strange and off balance, to say the least. So nobody really took you very seriously, and you actually weren't given the recognition you deserved for the knowledge you had, the truths that you discovered, and the understanding of life that you had attained. So you died in obscurity. So the karma has to do with power, in that in this lifetime, it's the same thing, that you have a lot of insight into a lot of things, but you have to find a format or a platform to verbalize it in a public way, or put it out there in a public way, that you could be understood and find the right people that can help you open those doors so you can gain the recognition in this lifetime. Because you have Dharma in the area of recognition. And Dharma means basically being able to find something, the talent or ability that gives you fulfillment and also allows you to complete your destiny in any given incarnation. So for you in this lifetime, it's very, very important that you find a platform to share your knowledge, your talent, your ability, everything you have to offer, and not be in obscurity so that people recognize who you are and what you have to offer. Do you understand that?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what do you do?
I do marketing. I just shut down a nonprofit foundation for children and for abused kids. And I launched marketing campaigns for companies.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's exactly, that's crazy, because it's exactly what I've been feeling.
Your ideas are ahead of their time. This is the thing. You just see things from a broader viewpoint than most people.
Absolutely.
You know? But the next 6 months for you are very important, because if you continue to, if you have to get out of your comfort zone, because you're sort of stuck in a rut, but you sort of keep going around in a circle with the same people, the same contacts, the same everything. You have to get out of that. Because new people are coming, but you have to be open to those new people coming to lead you in a new direction in the next 6 months. So once you do that, you'll be around the individuals that will be able to help you manifest what you're trying to do. Because it's just you're with the wrong people.
Amazing.
Most probably won't be, they may not even be from here. They may be of another culture or from somewhere else.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Christian. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you for
calling.
Thank you. Absolutely. Oh, so that was good. At least he wanted a karmic reading. that's great. So it's very fulfilling for me when I do these readings and I'm able to make the connection for the person in terms of how it applies to life in the here and now. Because it's just really, really important that they are able to apply that information and use it in some way to move forward. Because the whole point of this, as I said, is to be empowered in terms of where you are in your life now and how you can move forward to improve yourself, realizing that we live in a school of life and we're here to learn. No one's coming to save us. No one's going to come to whisk us away to another planet and have a better existence. I'm saying that for a specific reason, which some people out there may understand why. But the most important thing is to deal with your life and take responsibility for it now. And realize you make your life what it is. So if you're not happy with your life, then you have to take responsibility to do something about it and make it better, because you made it better or worse for the past, the present, and you can change the future by putting your best foot forward and realizing you can create something more positive. So we're going to speak to Promo Pete very shortly, because we have another commercial break coming up, and then we're going to go to Promo Pete, because I know he's out there waiting in the wings.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?
Hello, 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 hello. This is Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the psychic show that talks to living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-host NG, Babel, and Promo Pete. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with NG, spiritual insights with Babel, and Promo Pete, who I know is waiting out there in the wings, who always announces that the latest events and products that we have to offer to everyone out there interested in maintaining good karma. Now, I think we have another caller ready to get their karma reading. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
This is Catherine.
Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, Catherine. Right. Here's your karma reading.
Okay.
The karma I'm seeing for you is a lifetime during the time frame of slavery. In that lifetime, you were one of those individuals that secretly helped the runaway slaves. But one of your family in that particular time frame found out and gave you up to the authorities. And as a result, not only were slaves caught, but so were you. And you were unfortunately hung as a result of you helping the slaves. Now, as a result of this, you will have problems with your throat and your voice. Not only the voice in terms of, you know, being able to speak, but actually speaking up. And the family from that particular lifetime, some of them are your family now, some of them are friends. But the most important thing to remember is that you have dharma, and I think, which is, I could only liken it to having good luck or good fortune or positive experience with people from other cultures. Anybody from a different culture other than yourself will bring you good fortune this lifetime. So it's important, especially now, in the next 3 years, that you try to move in that direction, even if you may feel a bit hesitant and uncomfortable sometimes, to understand that that's where your good fortune lies, because you reached out in that time frame that when it wasn't necessarily the most positive thing to do or considered the highest and best, to reach out to help people of a different culture who needed your help so they could gain freedom. So symbolically, for you to gain freedom of yourself and life and happiness, your good luck and good fortune lies in people different from yourself. Can you understand that?
Oh, I resonate with that greatly.
Oh, good. What do you do?
Actually, I'm retired at the present moment, but I used to be in nursing.
Oh, wow.
And where I worked, there were a lot of different cultures. It was very multicultural.
Wow.
So, yes, everything from the throat to helping the slaves, the whole thing, it almost makes me want to cry.
Oh.
I really resonate. And I thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. But the thing is, even though you've retired, you should still reach out and interact with people from different cultures, because you have a lot of good karma with them. But, you know, anything you do with people different from yourself will always result in something positive.
Yes, and I've always felt close to other people of other cultures. So
wow.
you're right on.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I love to do this to help people find some way of healing and empowering themselves. I really do. So I'm happy that the reading was of help to you.
You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Promo Pete, are you there?
Yes, yes. That was a great reading.
It was. I have to say it was. I actually felt, I could, you know, I had energy. I could feel like she's going to cry any second.
No, absolutely. And, you know, there's so many people who do get readings about slavery, and sometimes they don't handle it really well. I thought she handled it really well.
She did. I know. I always feel, you know, hesitant sometimes to tell people that, because I know that, as you said, people don't handle it very well sometimes for, you know, for various reasons. So, yeah, she took it very well, and I could feel it was heartfelt for her.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. It really was. She said she always wanted to cry.
I know. I could feel that in her voice. Anyway, so Promo Pete, what do you have for us today?
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. Just in case you don't know who I am Promo Pete. Every week I bring To you all listeners, new exciting products and services we at Astrobabble Productions have to offer. So if anyone listening out there is, it will be in the New York City area this Sunday, October 19th at 6 p.m., stop by the New Life Expo, which is America's largest mind, body, and spirit expo. It's held in the New Yorker Hotel on 34th Street at 8th Avenue, and stop by for a live demonstration of our Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma show. Random individuals there will get a free karma reading, in addition to everyone receiving a free Think and Dream of World Peace Dreamstone. When held, these dreamstones symbolize the link to Earth and the whole of humanity. For more info on the New Life Expo and their small nominal fee entrance, please log on to newlifeexpo.com. And, of course, for more information on our Think Good Karma products that we have available, please log on to our main media website, which is whatsyourkarma.tv, WHATSYOURKARMA.TV, to see all the exciting new products we have available. And remember, always think good karma.
Wow, that's fantastic. I always forget we have this event on Sunday. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't really forget.
But, it's very exciting. And, you know, exactly. And for those listeners listening, I mean, to actually see this done live, you know, anonymously is really a sight to see. I mean, she does it over the airwaves, and she can listen to your voice, but to actually see her doing it right in front of you is a treat. So I suggest anyone in that area or close to the vicinity of New York City on Sunday, October 19th, stop by and check this out. It's great.
Yeah, and also those different states that are listening, if they have friends in New York, they should tell their friends to come over and check it out, because it is very different, I have to say. I mean, often when I do it, I think, wow, I can't believe I can actually do this sometimes. And, you know, people, you know, after get over the shock value of watching it and they receive their reading, they're absolutely blown away. So please, anybody listening out there, please come by and introduce yourself to us, meet us, get your Think and Dream of World Peace Stone, and your free karma reading on Sunday, October the 19th at 6 p.m. at the New Yorker Hotel. Yes, we have another caller on a great roll today who's calling in for a karma reading. Who's calling in?
Deanne.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Deanne.
Hi, Deanne. How are you? Where are you calling from?
What's that?
I said, where are you calling from?
Utah.
Okay. Okay, let me see. The karma I have for you, okay, is during the time of Jesus. In that particular lifetime, you observed the intolerance of the authority and power figures of the time towards Christians or people who believed in that particular belief system. And you never really participated. You were always sort of on the periphery and never really got involved, but you were always searching for truth of life and what was the meaning of life and what was your purpose of life. So you sort of wandered, you know, around searching for this truth of life, and you were in a male form. Now, in this lifetime, it's important that you be very careful with what you got involved in terms of spirituality, spiritual groups, and belief systems. Be careful of what I'd call false prophets and people who teach spiritual truths or religious truths that aren't based in any truth whatsoever. Be careful of illusion and delusion, and not necessarily getting caught up in ideologies that promote a quick fix in terms of how to teach your life, because in actual fact, life can be hard work. You have to apply yourself, as this is a school of life. So it's important, because in that lifetime, you did have a curiosity, but you never really found the truth of life. You were always on the periphery observing and just wandered from lifetime after lifetime in most of your karmas looking for the truth of life and your purpose and what was the meaning and why was this happening, etc., etc. And so now in your search, it's important to make sure that the direction you're going in spiritually and religiously is something that is of good and God and allows you to have an expansive view of life, people, to take responsibility, to not be intolerant, etc., etc., because that's one of the main things that you came here to learn in this lifetime, just to understand what it is you need to do as a person. But first, you have to really understand that light is your responsibility, and you don't necessarily have to wander around necessarily or be lost in terms of your search. You should realize a lot of it really comes down to you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. another happy caller. So, Prama Pete, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off last time.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, these individuals with their karma. Because it's interesting, because for her, I had, she had two different karmas, and I was going to tell her the second one, but I thought I'd just give her the first one. I didn't want to overload her with information.
Oh, no, absolutely. You aren't ready to get yet.
Yeah. And we have another caller.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, we have another caller, so don't go away. Don't go away. Hello, who do we have here?
Hi, my name is Lindy.
Hi, Lindy. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah.
Another one from Utah. Okay. This is an interesting karma for you. This karma for you has to do with England in the around the 15th century. You were part of a revolt that took place with farmers against the monarchy about taxes, and you one of those that were the forefront of standing up, stand against the powers that be about high taxes. But the problem is the revolt didn't necessarily have the effect that everyone hoped for, and you ended up not only losing everything, including your family, but you were killed for standing up and speaking your truth or what you believed to be right. So as a result of that, now it's important that you continue to stand up for what you believe to right, any intolerances or anything of that nature. You feel that you're suffering because of the intolerance of another person, but the thing is not to hide your voice or what you believe in, because the most important thing is that this lifetime, any differences that you were born with, anything that makes you special or different from another person is for a reason, because it's you to have the strength and power to be who you are and to stand up for what you believe in. As long as you're doing that in this lifetime, you will have prosperity because of what happened in that lifetime, you losing everything and your family and being killed. But you may have difficulty sometimes. You might feel insecure about doing this because of that particular lifetime, but your dharma in that, your good fortune, has to do with your uniqueness and difference and standing up for what you believe in, injustice, everything of that nature, and you will prosper as long as you continue in that vein. There you are.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, did you hear that?
I did. I'm not sure how this works, so do I comment on that now? Or?
Yeah, I just as long as it makes sense to you, that's the most important thing.
It does.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you didn't say anything.
No, it does, very much so.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you feel that it fits into your life now?
Well, there's only a couple of things that I hate in this world, ignorance and apathy, and so that's in line with those things.
Uh-huh.
And, I guess I've dedicated to fighting against certain plights of people's lives and looking for some level of justice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, that's good. And you should probably visit England at some point.
I have many times.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go?
I used to have to go to High Wycombe about every couple of months. Yeah.
That's interesting, yeah.
And then I've traveled all over there, so.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Somerset?
I don't know. Do they race bikes there in Somerset?
It's in the countryside. It's sort of like the south of England.
Maybe. I went on a, about 6 years ago, a bike racing tour down there.
Oh,
and
okay.
I drove all over and got lost.
Probably did then. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And thank you for listening to the show.
Oh, thank you. Namaste.
Oh, namaste to you too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wow. That was interesting. That was very interesting. Okay, so Prama Pete, you still there?
Yeah, great proof of evidence. I mean, not too many people, you know, sort of fight for intolerance, and, you know, they don't want to sort of cause any sort of ruffles in the world. So it's interesting that he resonated. Great proof of evidence. Great.
I know. It's interesting, yeah. I always get amazed at some of these readings myself. Amazed. Sometimes speechless.
All you ask them is their name.
Well, I know. Well, I guess I could, at least connect with them on their name, so I'm a little bit personable.
Exactly, absolutely, definitely.
Very, very important. MG, you still there?
I'm still here.
Are you still there?
I've been enjoying all your meetings. Wow.
I know you're
love
so quiet
them all.
Today. I thought you were sleeping.
I almost.
No, I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you. I know. But no, it's just the readings are very interesting in terms of the karma. They're very varied. Very, very. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, even though I'm not personally giving the readings, but I feel so fulfilled hearing people getting something out of your readings. It's just amazing, you know, getting them on the right foot direction. I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm just happy that people are now overcoming their fear and, you know, to come in, call in, and actually get read, because I think the people were a little bit hesitant, and now they're getting used to our show and understand this is nothing to be afraid of, or it's not daunting. It helps you to understand why your life is the way it is, or why you are the way you are, and if you have to change anything or fix anything, it's really not that difficult. You just have to have the desire, the will, and the courage to at least want to move forward in a new and more positive direction. You know, so I think that the readings today, as different as they are, I think in some way, shape, and form, were of great help to people. And even the lady who called earlier, the one who found it by mistake, which I find is hilarious, that she stumbled upon us, I think that's amazing. It was fantastic. Because she at least listened. She sat on the phone and listened and took the information in regards to the fact that she didn't necessarily believe in it. I have to commend someone who doesn't believe in this that they would even do that, because some people just hang up the phone. Or maybe be even belligerent and, you know, very rude about it, but she sat and listened, so I have to commend her for that. So as we draw to the close of the show, I don't think we have any more announcements. Babel, do you have anything else you want
to
add?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how the news media is portraying fear in the lives of many, and how in Mary Grace's statements are showing that, you know, despite how everybody's saying, oh, we're living in perilous times, I mean, that's how the candidates are addressing the public. It's how the news media is like, you know, we're in financial doom and gloom. You know, thoughts are things, like I mentioned before. And if you're projecting thoughts of worry, fear, and doubt, you know, it's an inevitable outcome that you're going to fall into that downward spiral. It's important to counteract these times that we're living in, even though that those are the perceptions of the media and of, you know, say their perception of where the economy is going, it's important to look ahead with a prosperous mind and knowing that you're going to be okay. You know, and I know it's hard for some people to think that way, but that's really what this show is about, is cause and effect. If you're in fear and worry and doubt, you're going to, you know, fall into that spiral with everybody else, and you're going to go down in that ship, and hopefully you can keep your head above water and, you know, look to the positive. Look to what you can do. Look to how you can contribute, how you can give, how you can share, you know, how you can make your business more green, how you can downsize to accommodate the times that we're in, and I think that's really important.
Yes, I totally agree with you, absolutely. Thank you so much for that insight. I think that people need to take that to heart and try and resonate with it in some way in terms of what we're going through, all of us in the world now. So, we've had all our announcements and good karma stories of MG and Babel's insights and my readings, so we're coming to the end of the show. Don't think we have any more people calling in. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and thank you so much, everybody, for supporting us and all the wonderful feedback we're getting, you know, via email about the show. We definitely appreciate it from everybody. And for those of you out there that still haven't called in for your karma reading, you know, be brave next week and call in. It's not as bad as you think. Remember, what goes around comes around. If you know the cause, you can change the effect. And the important thing to remember this show is to find out your karma. So remember and to give consideration to your karma and learn and understand what it is. So signing off, we'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it?
every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-876-5227. So, what's your karma?